I'd like to look at a message I have entitled, Abiding in Christ. John chapter 15. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Brethren, you ought to abide in Jesus Christ every day if you want to bear fruit, if you want to get your prayers answered, and if you want to experience the joy of the Lord. We'll notice three things: the importance of abiding in Christ, number two, the meaning of abiding in Christ, and then number three, the conditions of abiding in Christ. Please notice number one, the importance of abiding in Christ. Now, why is it so important that the child of God abide in Christ every day? Jesus said, you'll bear much fruit. Look at verse 5, which says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Now, Jesus had been talking about the fruit of the vine. But what did he mean by that? What is that fruit of the vine? We are to reproduce ourselves in the lives of others. Just as grapes bear grapes, oranges bear oranges, we are to reproduce ourselves in the lives of others. That is, we are to go out and win men to Jesus Christ, and then we are to disciple those converts that they may go out and win them to Christ and disciple those men. Well, don't you see? It is the job of every Christian today to reproduce himself in the lives of others. And it is not just the pastor's responsibility. It is not just the evangelist's responsibility. It is not just the deacon's responsibility. It's not just the Sunday school teacher's responsibility. Are you saved? Are you born again? Have you been cleansed by the shed blood of Christ? If you have, you have an awesome responsibility to reproduce yourself in the lives of others. That is, you have the highest calling of God in your lives. You are his ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. That is, we are the very representatives of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we must, with every opportunity, reproduce ourselves in the lives of others. You are not here by chance, but by God's choosing. His hand formed you and made you the person you are. You see, you are very unique, one of a kind. No one else like you in all the world. And he has allowed you to be here in this geographical location. Hey, you could have been born in 1850, heading to California during the gold rush. You could have. But no, he's allowed you to be here in 2003. This geographical location to fulfill his special purpose for mankind. What is that purpose? You are to reach mankind with the gospel of Jesus Christ before it becomes eternally too late. Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spake and said, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Acts 1:8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the othermost part of the earth. Mark 16:15, Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And brethren, that's not just good advice. That's not just a strong suggestion. That is a command. You say, now preacher, what's the big deal? The souls of human beings are perishing today by the millions in an awful place called hell. A vast majority of God's people today are no longer concerned. But when's the last time you led someone to the Lord? If I ask you to write down on a piece of paper how many souls you've led to Christ in the last 6 months, what would you write? When's the last time you shared the gospel? With a friend, a co-worker. No, most of God's people today are caught up in their own dreams, their own plans, their own ambitions, their own goals. They take no time or very little time to tell anyone about Jesus and take very little time to tell anyone about the gospel. What was Jesus saying in John 15, verse 5? Simply saying this, if you will abide in me, you can bear much fruit. Are you bearing much fruit? Are you reproducing yourselves in the lives of others? Are you in the process of discipling someone? If not, it may very well be you are not abiding in Christ. Another thing that comes out of abiding in Christ is answered prayer. Look at verse 7. Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. What is the Bible saying? The Bible is simply saying this. If you will abide in Christ, you can ask God for anything. Anything at all, big or little. It says that I can have from God what I will if, when I ask for it, I am abiding in the vine. Are you interested in getting your prayers answered? Jesus said, if you'll abide in me, you can have what you prayed for. Well, that makes sense. God Almighty is a prayer hearing and prayer answering God. Psalm 65:2, O thou that hearest prayer, and that ye shall all flesh come. Mark 11:17, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer? Now think with me. Why would Jesus say in Luke 18:1 that men ought always to pray and not to faint if he was not a prayer hearing and prayer answering God? Why would the apostle Paul command us to pray in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17? Pray without ceasing. If God Almighty was not by nature a prayer hearing and prayer answering God, I submit to you that he is. He is a prayer hearing and prayer answering God, and therefore it ought to be the norm for the child of God to get his prayers answered. Are you getting your prayers answered? Are you getting results when you pray? If not, it may very well be you are not abiding in Christ. Something else comes out of abiding in Christ, and that is the joy of the Lord. Look at verse 11. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, intended the child of God to have the joy of the Lord every day. The child of God can have joy in times of hardship. The child of God can have joy in times of sorrow. The child of God can have joy in times of trouble. What was Jesus saying in John 15, verse 11? He was simply saying this, if you will abide in me, you can have the joy of the Lord. So let me ask you something. Are you a joyful Christian? Are you rejoicing in the Lord this evening? If not, it may very well be you are not abiding in the vine. What's going to happen to me if I do not abide in the vine? Does the Bible have anything to say about it? Yes, it does. Look at verse 6. Jesus said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Jesus was not telling folks how to get saved and stay saved in this passage of Scripture. Do you know what Jesus was teaching? Jesus was teaching us about branches that are symbols of God's people. You see, folks, the branches are you and I. The vine is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit of God is that blessed person who is in Jesus Christ and who is in you this evening if you're truly born again. And if you will abide in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God that produced that marvelous life in the Son of God can produce that same sort of life in you today. And you who could not function apart from the vine can begin bearing much fruit. You can get your prayers answered and you can experience the joy of the Lord. Are you interested in abiding in Christ? Then you must agree with me this evening. Whatever this abiding in Christ is, it is mighty important. Don't you think so? Don't you want to bear much fruit? Don't you want to get your prayers answered on a regular basis? Don't you want to experience God's joy regardless of the circumstances of the life? It's not going to happen by accident. Notice number 2, the meaning of abiding in Christ. All right, preacher, tell me what it means to abide in Christ. Well, look at verse 4. Jesus said, abide in me. Well, that word abide here simply means be united in me. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Let's take this plant to illustrate this biblical truth. As I cut off this part of the branch, you and I both know what is beginning to happen here. Death is beginning to set in. We can all agree on that. Now, for a while, it looks nice, just as it did while it was abiding in the vine. But now it has been cut off from the vine, and by next month, it will have become withered, dry, absolutely useless to bear fruit. Do you want to live a withered, dry, useless life because of Christ? A vast majority of God's people today are living a life just like that. A withered, dry, useless life because of Christ. Because they're not abiding in the vine. They're not abiding in Christ. What separates the child of God from fellowship with the vine? Sin. So my advice to you is don't go on in your sin. Proverbs 28:13, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh him shall have mercy. What brings you back into fellowship with the vine? Confession. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So what was Jesus saying in John 15:4? He was simply saying this, if you abide in me, that is, if you will maintain fellowship with me, certain things are going to happen. You can bear much fruit. You can get your prayers answered. And you can experience the joy of the Lord in times of hardship, in times of sorrow, in times of trouble. And you will avoid a withered, dry, useless life for the cause of Christ. Don't you see, God wants you to walk in fellowship with Him every day. That simply means this. You can walk with God. You can talk with God. And God, through His Word and through the Spirit of God living in you, can talk back to you. Man was not created to walk distant from God. Man was created to walk up close with God. God met Adam and Eve in the cool of the day and walked and talked with them. You can read that account in Genesis chapter 3. Micah said the whole duty of man is to walk up close with God. Micah 6:8. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. It is simply not right for the child of God not to walk in fellowship with Jesus Christ every day, and that's your problem. That's why you're not producing much fruit. That's why you're not getting your prayers answered. That's why you're not experiencing the joy of the Lord. Jesus said you're not abiding in the vine. You're not abiding in me. That is, you're not maintaining fellowship with the vine. You're not maintaining fellowship with God. If you do not produce fruit in your life today, it's not because you've not mastered the Romans road. The problem is you're not abiding in the vine. If you're not getting your prayers answered, it's not because you've not taken time nor made the time for prayer. The problem is you're not abiding in the vine. If your life is miserable today and there is no joy, it's not because you're under the weather. Don't you see? The problem is you're not abiding in the vine. Because Jesus said, if these things are not in you, the problem is you're not abiding in the vine. You're not abiding in me. That is, you're not maintaining fellowship with the vine. You're not maintaining fellowship with God. So, brethren, you should be walking in fellowship with Jesus Christ every day, and that is what it means to abide in Christ. So we've noticed, number one, the importance of abiding in Christ. We've noticed the meaning of abiding in Christ, which is that you are to maintain fellowship with God, and thereby you avoid a withered, dry, useless life because of Christ. But notice number three, the conditions of abiding in Christ. Jesus told us that there are only two conditions of abiding in Christ. And if you are not abiding in Jesus Christ, you have violated one or both of these conditions. First, you must let His Word abide in you. Jesus made that very clear in verse 7. If you abide in me, that speaks of fellowship, and my words abide in you. So abiding in Christ and letting His Word abide in you are the very same thing. The Bible is teaching you that the way you abide in Christ is to let the Word of God abide in your heart. Psalm 119:11, the psalmist said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Many of you are listening to me this evening, but that is not letting God's Word abide in you. That is simply taking it in. And for some of you, it's going in this ear and right out the other. That's not letting God's Word abide in you. Letting God's Word abide in you is to take the truths of the Word of God and not letting them go. You say, preacher, what must I do? Before you go to bed tonight, you ought to say something like this. Lord, you taught me tonight that if I will maintain fellowship with you, certain things are going to happen. That is, I can bear much fruit. You made that clear in verse 5. Verse 7, I can get my prayers answered. And down in verse 11, you said I can experience the joy of the Lord. And if I maintain that fellowship with you, I'll avoid a withered, dry, useless life for the cause of Christ. Then you need to go up again in the morning. And then you need to go up again in a week. And 2 weeks from today. And a year from today, go over it again. And then, and only then, are you allowing the Word of God to abide in you. Second, there must be obedience. That makes sense. If you're going to take the Word in you, then you need to be obedient to it. Jesus said that, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Don't you see? You need to live by the truths of the Word of God. That is, the Bible needs to govern your life. The Bible needs to dictate your actions. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Do you know why some of you are not in fellowship with Christ tonight? It's very simple. You've either not allowed the Word of God to have any place in your heart, or you're not doing what the Bible says to do, or not avoiding what it says not to do. If you do not abide in God's Word, if you do not obey the Word of God, if you allow sin in your life, you are not abiding in Christ. Are you right now abiding in the Word of God? Are you obeying the Word of God? Are you allowing the Word of God to tell you what to do and what not to do? Are you bearing much fruit? Are you reproducing yourself in the lives of others? Are you getting your prayers answered? Are you experiencing the joy of the Lord? Are you a joyful Christian, or are you living a withered, dry, useless life of the Son of God? And you don't have to live that way, Jesus said. You see, folks, if you do, you choose to do so. What sin hindereth you from abiding in the vine?